In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This child, a king, the Son of God and the Son of Mary. This child would be our Savior.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to offer testimony to that light so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to those who were his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God, to be the children born of God. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of David. The young woman's name was Mary. The angel spoke to her and said,
"Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Mary was troubled with his words, but the angel said,
"Be not afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Man of the Most High. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end.
Not long after the birth of Jesus, an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds who lived in the nearby fields. The angel spoke to them and said,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
When the angels had left them, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all mankind." News of this holy event spread far and wide across the land, but in a humble stable there lay a king, a savior, and redeemer. On that quiet, holy night, love came into the world in the form of a baby who brought hope,
who brought peace and love
and joy. Holy is the Son of the Most High God. Christ, the Savior, is born.
Holy night, holy night, all is gone.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, and during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked,
"Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Herod determined the exact time the star had appeared and sent them to Bethlehem to make a search for the child. They were instructed to find the baby and report back to Herod so he too could go and worship him.
After speaking with King Herod, the Magi went on their way, following the star until it stopped over the place where the child lay. Seeing the child with his mother Mary, they bowed down and worshiped him, offering up their gifts.
Light had come into the world, but it seems that many were hesitant to believe. Yet those who dared to journey to see for themselves were moved to worship this child of God.
Just as there was holiness in the manger that night, we sense a spirit of holiness now as we reflect upon that silent night, that holy night.
For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has made his light shine in our hearts.
Jesus' coming into the world has ignited a light in each of us. His light merges with our lives to give us an internal and eternal light. and we are called to reflect on his light to a dark world.
Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. His life is the light of all mankind. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with his Father, has made God known. God abides in us.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
God with us.
Before the light, there was darkness. But from the darkness came forth the light of Christ, the Son, Jesus.
Thank you.
him is life, and that life is the light of all mankind.
Jesus forms truth from untruth, offers joy from despair, provides hope for the hopeless, and can turn our darkness into light.
Come to the light.
His light, which lives in the hearts of all believers, gives life to all things by the power of God, who is in the midst of us all.
Come to the light.
Holy God, your visible love to us fills our hearts with joy and wonder. And although our earthly journey sometimes means walking through a valley of darkness, we rejoice that we can always come to your light of hope. In this moment, in this place, at this celebration of the Incarnation, we sing hallelujah to the Lord of Light.